Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
If I can borrow Lance Storm's moniker, if I can be serious for a minute. Greg DeMarco, you have been a true friend to me, a sanctuary for me at a time when I didn't feel like I had a home. And I'm sure a lot of other people feel that way. Recently, Greg announced that he has leukemia, the same leukemia that Roman Reigns himself had. And a lot of us around here, we call him the captain or, you know, Mr. Chairshot or some bullshit like that. But a lot of us around here have started calling him the big dog. Because Roman is a real life fucking. Yes, he's a mob boss. He's a Samoan mob boss. Yes, he's the head of the table. Yes, he's my and your tribal chief. But he's also a real life superhero because he fucking beat cancer twice. Mm-hmm. Anybody who beats, and Stuart Scott said it perfectly, you don't beat cancer by surviving. You beat cancer in how you live, that you live, and in the manner in which you live. So Roman has beaten this shit twice. And just the fact that he's taken the time to give back to these children and to show that it's not the death sentence that so many people think it is. If you handle it right, he's a fucking superhero. And I want to say the same for Greg. I know recently Greg kind of changed his diet and started working out. And I just thought he was trying to look good for the summer. He's in Arizona, so it's always summer in Arizona. But all jokes aside, man, we love you. We support you. We're here for you. Anything you need from us, we got you. And just know, while Roman is the original big dog, while Magsy is the big fish, you, sir, Chairshot's big dog, and we are 100% sitting at the table that you lead and that you're the head of, and we support you, dog, and you're going to beat it, and then when you beat it, you can come and you can, who's going to be Kevin Owens? You can beat up Tony. Why not?
Port on it. But yeah, I can't echo those statements enough. And kind of like how Ran said, Greg gave him a home when he felt homeless. He did the same with Badlands. He really did. He when Badlands was left without a network and kind of like floating around homeless, it was Chairshot that brought us in and gave us a home, and he has been exemplary as a friend and as a leader. I know he's going to beat this shit, and yeah, I'm 110% behind him. Anything he needs, we're there for him. And the big dog is very, very apropos for Greg. Rance, you said it perfectly.
Hey man, we support you, we love you, and we're here for you. And we will dedicate all of this Chairshot Radio shit to you, sir, because there's no Chairshot without Greg DeMarco.
Here comes the big dog. The big dog, Roman Reigns. The big dog. And we kick off Monday Night Raw live tonight in Phoenix, Arizona with the big dog.
Different opening to this show this week, and I played that not for the self-serving purposes that some people will accuse me of. I already see the looks, and that's it. But I play it because, first off, you know, I listen to a lot of our products, and I listen to every episode of Chairshot Radio, and I didn't know they were going to do that, first off, and had no idea. And so when it happened, I was really taken aback by that, and it's really twofold. Yes, it's the leukemia stuff and all that, and the support has just been insane. I have people that I get messages daily from people that are just have become, you know, acquaintances over the years, a lot of it through this, a lot of it through other mediums, and just seeing how I'm doing. And that's amazing. And I can't put into words how that makes me feel. But there's the flip side on that. And this is the answer to the question, why do you do this? Why do you spend so much time? This takes a ton of time. This takes hours away from family sometimes and hours. Things that I do for the chair shot, even the things that I do for Lucha Central, takes time. And there's no way about it. Time is a currency, right? Just like money is. And we have a finite amount of both. And I can tell you that it's worth every penny of time. It's worth every second. When I hear that, I was so excited when Outsider's Edge came to Chairshot because of the content. I was so excited when Badlands came to the Chairshot because of the content. But to hear them, like, as excited as I was, to hear that they felt homeless and that the Chairshot gave them a home and how into the brand they are, that's just everything to me, to know that we've created things like this new daily edition of Chairshot Radio, which was PC Tunney's vision, to know that we've created Bandwagon Nerds, which was actually Rick's idea, and of course became, you know, Patrick and Dave's vehicle. And you even know that we created the hashtag Miranda Show. And I still remember when that idea came to mind. And it was just like, hey, what about this? And then when we went video with it, and that idea came to mind. And when DPP wanted to do a video thing, and the winner is you. Stephen Mitchell, who does all of our coverage, wanted to come up with his own fantasy booked wrestling federation and do news reports and pay-per-view reports that are all over the website. And Andrew's love for Japanese wrestling. And I'm working with Christopher Platt. He wants a platform to talk more about political and news items. And we're trying to figure out the best way to do that. And it's like, it has no boundaries. We're not a wrestling website. We are a wrestling website, but we're not a wrestling website. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. And this is really drives that point home more so than just Greg has leukemia and into the whole, you know, what the chair shot is and what we're doing. And of course comes at a time in life where things are really crazy. And that's just really drives home what it is that we do and why it's so important. And while it may not be important on this global scale on making a difference in, you know, the global landscape, it's making a difference to individuals. And that's why we do it. And that's why I played that. I get things like that all the time and I don't ever want to take them for granted. And that's why I wanted to play it here as a constant reminder of why we work so hard, why we do that, why we spend that time on those things. And that's why it's so important. So, not designed to put either Patrick O'Dowd or Miranda Morales on the spot to have to follow up on that. But, you know, you still can. And if you have thoughts or ideas or anything, definitely free to share those. This is your platform. The show is just as much as it's my platform. And I want you guys to have the opportunity to do that before we get into our topics, which are shorter in nature this week and still very important. So, yeah, any thoughts that either of you guys have? You know, I hate to have that silence. So, Patrick, if you have thoughts, and you don't have to, and no one will blame you if you don't, now is your opportunity for said thoughts.
So everything Greg DeMarco just said, noble listener, just ignore it. It's all about him and his leukemia. He just wants all of your tears. And if you want to help a poor boy with leukemia, go to prowrestlingtees.com/cheer.hit.
You can't steal that job. That's somebody else's job. You can't
I wasn't going to steal the whole commercial. I was just trying to.
No, I would have loved to actually hear him do it. I want to see how he does.
If you listen to Bandwagon Nerds, he does it.
I do it.
And I think you do it on Chair Shot Radio as well.
I did it once. I forgot the first time.
Ah, you bastard. That's okay.
Fair enough.
It's different than your approach, Miranda. Mine's more
as
of
it
a.
Should be.
Was it?
Yeah, no. I think it's great.
Right. I've occasionally name dropped the Queen of Soft Style. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do. It's all there. I've paid you homage.
I just did it twice. I just did it twice last night, recording two different editions of Chair Shot Radio, and in my brain had to make them different. Like I had to find a way for them to be different.
Right.
So focused on different things. Yeah. Even though they're going to be listened to 24 plus hours apart, I wanted it to be at least somewhat different.
I'm just saying prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot is the Greg DeMarco GoFundMe. That's weird. Cause we don't have, I'm sorry. I'm making way too much. Greg started this off like this big, like sincere. I love this. Thank you. And I'm like, I just shit all over it. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what you did 2 weeks ago when we talked about me having leukemia. So I would expect no less from you. Just so you guys know, because I don't want people to think otherwise that he wouldn't care. Patrick really cares. Patrick is a bleeding heart liberal.
Sort of.
Really
cares.
Come on. What about Fabe? You're killing Fabe
you
here.
You know that's been dead.
I mean, we've been on this ride for damn near 10 years at this point. If the audience doesn't know, then they haven't been listening.
You know audience.
I guess is what I would say there. I thanked you this past week on Bandwagon Nerds.
You absolutely did. I heard that.
You were very sweet. You were very sweet and complimentary to our show the week before you then, you know, ran down my show.
I didn't run down your show.
You gave feedback. How's that? That's the nice way of running down our show.
And feedback that I don't expect to be applied because it's fragile. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Fragile feedback.
Okay. I think one is an anomaly. It's okay.
I agree with you. But no one has any idea what we're talking about. Not even Miranda Morales. Miranda,
no, I don't.
Again, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to. No one's going to. And I mean that. I don't. You sometimes people say something like, you don't have to do this when you really have to do it. That's not the case here.
Have I never taken an opportunity to say something?
That's a very good point. Yes.
Yeah. She has a buzzer, you know.
That's above and beyond Call of Duty in that category in my life and yours.
Yes. So I just want to echo, I think, everyone's words and support. You really have given a lot of people a home and an opportunity to, you know, share their thoughts and ideas through the Chair Shot. And I know we'll talk more about this on the Hashtag Miranda Show, but one of the biggest things you've done for me is given me opportunity, not only in podcasting, but in representing the Chair Shot in, you know, different formats. So I'm not surprised that all of this level and wave of support is coming out, because throughout the years, even in the littlest way, you've given support and mentorship and even just being a cheerleader to people when they didn't expect it or when they felt like they needed it the most. So I feel like, if anything, karma is a real thing. Sometimes we associate karma with bad things, but sometimes we forget there's also good karma out there. And the energy that you put out in the world and the people that you help, it will come back. And I feel like this is just your good karma coming back, of people saying that they're here for you, that they care about you, that they want, you know, you to be healthy and happy. And that's just because of the things that you've done for them. So I'm not surprised, but I'm also very happy that you're getting this support.
So thank you. And thank you to everybody for all that support. And I say that a ton. I've said that on everything I've recorded recently, and that's because it's so plentiful and it comes from so many angles and so many areas. And I can't say enough just how much it means. So with that, let's have a podcast.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com?
TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I'd actually like to take this opportunity to wish
Greg DeMarco Show
the best in all his future endeavors.
Here comes the big dog.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I just figured time being what it is, I would cut those things short since I played the show opening at the 13-minute mark of the show. So that's where we are there. So welcome to the Greg DeMarco Show. My name is Greg DeMarco, as you know. You can follow me on all of your forms of ChairShot Media, all of your forms of social media, at ChairShot Greg. TheChairShot.com also presents this show every single week on the ChairShot Radio Network, which you can follow along with on social media at ChairShot Media. TheChairShot.com, of course, is your home for wrestling reviews, opinions, analysis, plus so much more non-wrestling content, sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. These shows do stream on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, and so many more. So go ahead and check those out. At ChairShot Media, at TheChairShot.com. We would love for you to do that. We would love for you to follow along on your favorite platform, maybe even multiple platforms. Like the shows, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. It all helps further the cause. That is TheChairShot.com. You obviously know that there are two other people that do this with me. And of course, the first one is none other than the wrestling realist himself. He's been here since day one-ish. You can follow him on the Twitter at WRESTLNGREALIST. It is the wrestling realist, Patrick O'Dowd.
Again, folks, that GoFundMe account can be found at... No, I'm just kidding. I'm back.
I couldn't get to the buzzer fast enough to buzzer you. Just to be funny, and it didn't happen.
Oh, isn't that a convenient narrative?
Works now.
Sure
works
does. Now. The buzzer, of course, was invented on behalf of one person and one person only. You can follow her on the Instagram and on Facebook, but not on Twitter, because she is the Twitterless heroine. She's at the hashtag Miranda, hashtag spelled out. There is an I in Miranda because we don't have the same issues on Instagram that we do have on Twitter. It's the queen of soft style, Miranda Morales.
Hello. Am I going to get buzzed again? Or is that just coincidence?
That was just coincidental. That's really all that was.
Sure. That's a conspiracy theory if I've heard.
It's the alternate.
Where's buzzer. That?
It's the alternate. Oh,
man. Okay. Sure. Sure, pal.
That buzzer's less dynamic.
It is. The other buzzer's way better. Then we have the air horns. People love the air horns. Who doesn't love a good air horn? I mean, really?
Yes. Who you know, love? Hopefully we still have people listening after that blast right into their eardrums.
Why would they stop?
I mean, they're probably chanting more right now. But we're not going to give them more because we have some other things to do. Let's just jump right into things quickly as we go about it. Patrick has teased it two or three times already, but Miranda, actually, before you do it, I just want to make sure everybody knows that I transitioned completely wrong.
What are you doing
with your hands?
I'm waiting.
I should just tell you, Miranda.
Just wind it up. You're winding it up.
It's time.
Yes, it is time for you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to purchase your very own ChairShot t-shirt today. All of the shirts there are in support of thechairshot.com, your place for wrestling news, sports and entertainment, wrestling, sports, entertainment, all those things that Greg said That's what thechairshot.com is all about. But you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot if you are interested in getting your very own piece of Chairshot merchandise, including there's 25 different designs, over 25 different designs that you can choose from, lots to choose from, including the Chairshot Worldwide logo, multiple always use your head designs, of course, the unofficial official t-shirt of one Patrick O'Dowd, hashtag save tag team wrestling. Of course, the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt, which you can get in soft style. And of course, Everyone Hates Greg. Those t-shirts and very much more are available at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. That is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own t-shirt today.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're going to dive in now and have some fun. So I've got two topics to talk about today, not counting what we opened the show with. But these there's a specific element of both topics that I want to talk about that's going to be a little bit shorter in nature than the actual topic themselves. And these topics can be broken down in great detail in other shows, but we're going to take it from a different angle because, well, if you've been listening, you know that's what we do. First off is the revelation on Monday that Drew McIntyre, the current reigning, defending, undisputed WWE champion, who's getting ready to defend said championship against Goldberg at the Royal Rumble, tested positive for COVID-19. And the reason why I bring this up, and maybe people are talking about this and I just haven't seen it because I've been so busy, I don't know. But normally when somebody tests positive in WWE, we don't know about it. We don't know a damn thing about it, right? But they went the whole other direction. They went out there with this shit. They put him on social media. They put him on television. And they've basically, in 1 week, made Drew McIntyre the face of COVID for WWE in literally 1 week of programming. And I don't know that people are talking about this complete 360 or 180 and how WWE is handling COVID. And it just seems different to me, and I'm kind of surprised by it. Miranda, what are your thoughts on how we're handling this instance, occurrence of COVID-19 in WWE?
This is one of those instances where I think a lot of times talk about, you know, you can never please the fans because they'll complain one way or another. So I feel like, not to say that I think there's been a huge level of complaint, but there hasn't been this huge overwhelming of, oh, finally transparency by the WWE. Thank you. It's, oh, okay. You know, it's Drew McIntyre. And maybe there's a sense of, oh, because it's Drew McIntyre, he got this level of transparency that maybe somebody else wouldn't. I feel like, not that I've seen it, me personally, but if there is some kind of skepticism with it, there always is, because with fans, I don't think you can ever truly please a true WWE fan. I feel like there's always going to be a sense of there's something else the company could have done. I overall appreciate just them being open about it and being able to share. You know, I do think it's very interesting in the circumstance that it is. You know, he is asymptomatic. He said that in his promo. And maybe it would be different if, say, someone had more severe symptoms, they wouldn't divulge it. But maybe because of that, and the way that he's, oh, I look fine, I'm fine. That was because of that, they could still use him as a face of not only the company, but also of what COVID, looks like in the world of wrestling. It's kind of a weird thing. So, it's hard for me, I don't have an opinion, but I it's nothing good or bad. It just is. It's a fact that he has COVID-19. It's a fact that he's going to be quarantined. It's a, it's a fact that we're just not going to see him in a ring. But it is a 180. I absolutely agree from what we've had in the past with the company not disclosing or almost feeling like they really shy away from indicating who has it. So it's a big turn. And to be honest, I'm not entirely sure why.
Patrick, what do you think?
I think the why is because COVID-19 is now normalized amongst professional organizations in a way that everybody and their brother reports out who's come down with what. We literally in multiple, you look at the NFL, you look at the NBA, the NFL had its own special IR just for people who had COVID-19. Mm-hmm. The NBA is being very, very transparent about this. And when you look at what the first big news of outbreaks were going on, back in, when it was Renee and Dean Ambrose and those folks John Moxley, with
Dean
both of those companies.
Fucking Ambrose.
At that point in time, it was still kind of a stigmatized thing to really talk about and focus on. I don't think that COVID-19 is nearly as stigmatized as it was, 6 months ago. I mean, we as a country threw the baby out with the bathwater and said, fuck it, and just start doing whatever we want anyway. That's why 4,000 people are dying a day right now. But, conceptually, I think fans, like you said, we're gonna rip on it no matter what. But I do think that we're almost a year into this. And I was thinking about this. I visited Greg last February. And when I got home from Vegas after that trip was when stuff started really picking up and getting real. And we did this whole land of denial thing for about 4 months, trying to act like we were trying to minimize that. And that's when a lot of those earlier cases started to happen. And now we're in a different spot. I think we're in a different spot just socially. And I think that the WWE probably feels also that they can capitalize on it as a story too.
Yeah.
Because that's what wrestling does.
I don't know if they'll capitalize on it as a story. I do think, and you both have hinted at this a little bit, Drew McIntyre is basically the number two star in the company at this point. I mean, in terms of it's Roman Reigns, then it's Drew McIntyre. And they showed us that at Survivor Series when Roman Reigns beat Drew McIntyre. But although he didn't pin him or force him to submit. But it's to me, it just screams that this is a face of the company, the face of the company who got COVID. Tons of wrestlers have gotten COVID. Okay, I joked about it last week, right? Adam Cole had to cut promos from his backyard for a month. There's probably a good reason why. One of the Young Bucks just revealed that they were out of action for a month because he had COVID. And they never said it in AEW. They never talked about it. And later they started. So I do think what Patrick was talking about a little bit, that it's normal now, has had some influence. I also think Drew McIntyre had some influence over this. I think that – here's the thing about Drew McIntyre. It's sometimes in WWE, somebody becomes a champion and they have to grow into the role of champion as a human being. Drew McIntyre is the opposite. He's been ready. And so then when he got it, he was ready to just take that ball. He was ready to be the face of the company. He was actually one of the few times where someone was ready and they pulled the trigger at the right time and it's been working. And that's why he's won it twice. And, he's won it twice now and he's going to carry it into and probably through WrestleMania 37. And I think he and Triple H probably had some influence over this in terms of how they want to handle it. I'm sure Drew said, I want to talk to people. I want to share this. I want to do it. I'll do it on social media. Let's do it on the show. And so I think that's big. Here's the other thing that we're grown-ass people at this point, and we're not kids. But a huge portion of the WWE audience are kids. And it's kind of like Ray actually said in the clip that you heard earlier, unplanned by me for it to fit in here. But to some people, these are still superheroes. To some people, Drew McIntyre is superhuman. And I mean, he looks the part. He looks superhuman, right? He's huge. He's like 6'5". He's a giant of a man. And for that reason, that drives the point home that Patrick said, this is not going away. This is a real thing. And for people out there who are still not taking it seriously to see that someone like Drew McIntyre has it, that sends a whole nother message that this is real. We need to care about this. We need to worry about this. This isn't going away. And I think that's another part of it as well. I think it's trifold at that point. And I think that's another part of it is that if a WWE superstar tests positive, that's a superhero testing positive. No one is immune from this unless they take the vaccine and both shots and it begins to work and all of that. But to me, that sends a whole different message. So I know Miranda said not good, not bad. I love it the way they've handled it this time. I do wish they'd handled it this way before. I think even in wrestling, this is the first company to handle it in this manner and to actually interview somebody who's currently positive and talk about it. And they did it with, like I said, the face of Raw, one of the two faces of the company. And I'm impressed. I'm impressed that they did that. And I think they deserve some credit for it. You know me, if I hate something like AEW, I'll give them credit like I did with the Brody Lee Memorial Show. I think credit where credit is due needs to come out for what WWE has done with Drew McIntyre's COVID testing. And look, if he doesn't test negative along the way, they'll adjust plans for Royal Rumble. They just will. This isn't about booking and Goldberg versus Drew McIntyre. We've got weeks to talk about that. We don't talk about that today. But I really think it was handled well. And I think that it's something that people should give them credit for. And I like how they did that. So that's where I stand on that. And I know where you guys stand as well. Any closing thoughts on COVID Drew before we move on to the next topic?
I just hope COVID Drew stays asymptomatic COVID Drew and gets well soon.
Yeah. T's and P's, as they say. T's and P's.
Drew yes. McIntyre. I just wanted to echo something. I think both of you made really good points about kind of normalizing it in a way where hopefully too there's less shaming and when you started talking more about how some people were treated in the past, I think it was poor Kayla Braxton who got a lot of grief on social media when she caught it twice at the time when not a lot of people knew, the majority of people didn't know that you could catch it more than once. Right. And so I feel like hopefully this too, being able to showcase it as you know, something that is very real and can happen to anyone, even a superhero. It also is, for me, I would hope in a way shaming people who are still taking proper measures, who are still doing everything they can to protect themselves, but contracted as well for whatever reason. And I just remember seeing all of that and feeling terrible. Not only do you get COVID twice, but you get all of these, mm-hmm. this vicious feedback from people online who don't know anything more than you do about the virus and how people can contract it as far as multiple times and all of that. I'm sure down the road we will learn more information about that with science and less on Twitter, but you know, fingers crossed on that.
Yeah, it's interesting too, and I do want to acknowledge there have been people that have criticized Drew McIntyre because there's been public pictures of him hanging out with Sheamus and they're not wearing masks and doing whatever. Look, that invincibility complex is a real thing. And we have it as a country in America. And look, I've had it as a human being. I'll admit it. We've talked about it. The three of us talked about it separately and together. But it's a lesson learned, right? Everybody learns differently. Everybody learns that. And I can tell you this should also be proof. And what we've seen is that you can take every precaution and all it's going to do is reduce the risk. There is no precaution outside of the vaccination that can eliminate the risk. And so we take the precautions to reduce the risk and we do what we can. And then we got to manage and we got to get through it. So I don't want to turn into
take that a step further, Greg. Even with the vaccination, you're not guaranteed to not catch it.
True. And like I said, I don't want to turn this into the COVID convo. We've had plenty of those.
No, yeah. That's, again, we'll like to science and the scientists and the people working on all this.
Don't do it.
Oh, no.
I ain't gonna waste it on something like COVID.
Please don't. Please don't. Instead, let's waste it on this.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lucha-masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Secondarily, I want to talk about a different handling of a different topic. So Jay White, New Japan Pro Wrestling superstar, is allegedly, it's not fully known, it could be an angle, but this is the time of year when New Japan contracts come open, and they typically run Wrestle Kingdom to Wrestle Kingdom. And for years, New Japan only worked on one-year deals and then would re-sign everybody at Wrestle Kingdom, and that would be it. And then with the loss of Shinsuke Nakamura, they started going to multi-year deals. And Jay White, after Wrestle Kingdom, said he was done. He worked New Year's Dash, and then he hasn't been seen since. And it could be an angle, or it could be that he's a free agent. And there's a lot of talk that WWE, and it could be bullshit, we all know this, but there's a lot of talk that WWE is making a hard play for Jay White. And the topic that I want to talk about is not should Jay White go, should Jay White not go, anything like that. The topic that I want to talk about is the reaction of the people. I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen it on Facebook. Begging, Ray Cash wrote an article begging for Vince McMahon to sign Jay White. And the response, almost universal, was begging Jay White not to go to WWE. Why? Why do you think? Because they won't know what to do with him. They won't use Jay White the right way. And I don't want to say too much and steal you guys' thunder. Patrick, I'll let you go first this time. Your thoughts on the reaction to the potential of Jay White signing with the E, as we don't really call it anymore.
My response to the fan reaction that you just described there is, get the fuck out of here. You're so fucking stupid. This is a dumb fucking response. If Jay White wants to sign with the WWE and make money and do whatever, and test those waters, because as much as you all hate to admit it, it's still the biggest wrestling company in the goddamn world. And nobody, like, I'm happy that New Japan might be coming back to stateside in a way that I can watch it. It ain't going to overtake the WWE. AEW is not overtaking the WWE. It's not the bigger show. And frankly, it's not the better show. This is the big time. It just is. And it has been for 40 years. Let it go. And let him go and take a shot. And let them see what they can do with it. People said that they were going to know what to do with AJ Styles, one of the biggest, most reliable guys in the company right now.
And you know, period. And they still counter that. Well, AJ continually has to prove himself to Vince. Like,
no, he doesn't. He is.
You know why people say that?
He is fucking Edge. We have talked about this. He is Edge.
You know why people say that? You know why people say AJ still has to prove himself to Vince? Because AJ believes that. That's how AJ approaches his job. And so people blame that on Vince when really that's just an AJ thing.
He's the Edge with the mentality of Sting. Is that what I'm
hearing? He really is.
That's not a bad mentality, but also like.
No, it is a bad mentality.
It's a bad mentality. That's why Sting jumped like a fool at WrestleMania. Like, he looked terrible.
I feel like maybe not necessarily as far as that mentality of having to prove it to Vince, but just always wanting to consistently outdo himself to not settling. Right. I think that's what in my mind
there's a difference to striving to be to be worthy of the top of the mountain and always working hard to hit that goal. There's Greg DeMarco's daily Instagram photo. And then there's Greg DeMarco being deferential to everybody else at CrossFit and allowing him to be there on the same stage as them. And that's bad.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. I get what you're saying. Miranda, we got off topic though, Miranda. What do you think about this reaction to Jay White and the visceral reaction many fans have had to him possibly going to WWE?
I'm going to kind of note what I just said a few minutes ago. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, as far as fans. Like, no matter what decision he does, there's going to be people who like it and who don't like it. I feel like those fans who are very invested in Jay White and don't want him to go to WWE still view wrestling as some kind of art form, because I don't think it's even, if he goes to WWE, Vince will, you know, the company won't know what to do with him. I think they say, if you go to WWE, you're a sellout. And so I think there's some complex to that. But ultimately, it's like Patrick's mentioned too. One, it's not up to us. It's up to him. And ultimately too, you know, success is defined in lots of different ways. You know, he has wrestled in Japan. He has wrestled all over the world. He's had like one of the biggest shows in the world. And what is next? What do you do next? And you can't keep just doing the same thing. And that may be what he feels like, is by staying with New Japan, continuing on the same, not repetitive, but just on the same route. When, you know, he has an opportunity, if he does, to jump into the biggest professional wrestling company in the world and pursue new opportunities and new matches, and even, you know, work in on his skill and his craft. I think there is a lot of people who don't really look at going to WWE as improving your craft or enhancing your skills, but it's in a different way that is a little bit more focused on TV, but at the same time requires a lot, you know, a different training and understanding of wrestling. So there's, I think, a lot of opportunity for growth, both professionally and financially, which, of course, at the end of the day, that will influence people, anyone's decision to take our job or not. Just that's just the way it goes. So I feel like people would give him crap if he left or if he stayed. Whatever he does, there's always going to be this high level of criticism, no matter what.
You know, it's interesting. When Becky Lynch had her baby, there was a question out there of when does Becky Lynch come back? And everybody had an opinion, right? Give her a year, give her this, give her that. And my opinion always remained the same. Whenever the hell Becky Lynch wants to come back, that's when Becky Lynch can come back. No one should make that decision for her. No one should even she's obviously a strong enough person to know when it's the right time for her. And I kind of feel like with Jay White, like, if he wants to go, he wants to go, and it shouldn't be anybody else's decision. And I love, WWE wouldn't know what to do with him. Well, they would pay him. That's what they need to do with him. Everything else from there is secondary. It's a job. It's a business. Wrestling is a business, and that's where we go. Well, Patrick, Miranda, I know you want to say something, so say it.
No, well, Miranda hinted at this too, in the type of product that the WWE, Jay White's a character. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really care for Jay White too much. Like, he's not like my cup of tea necessarily, but he's a character. And if there's one thing that WWE is character driven. He is. They'll find a way.
I gotta say, was it Bandwagon Nerds where you guys talked about Jay White briefly?
Where I low key told Ray that you, I don't care for Jay White.
You were set up. You were set up to fail, though. I gotta be honest with you in that situation, and here's why. Basically, the day you lost access is the day Jay White became the current. Like, you haven't really been able to see this Jay White.
No, I haven't seen like a lot of his you newest iteration.
Seen,
that's
seen fine. Switchblade and the guy who led Bullet Club and all that. I will say this, because this is the other criticism, right? Everybody points to Shinsuke Nakamura and everybody points to AJ Styles. Jay White's not Shinsuke Nakamura. Jay White's not AJ Styles. And when I say that, and I say this with all respect, he's not at that level. He's just not. There's nothing wrong with him going to NXT and being at the same level as the people in NXT. Jay White, to me, screams Intercontinental Champion. Okay, and I'm not saying that as a negative thing.
Shame.
It doesn't mean he can't ascend to a level higher than that. The comparable that everyone's throwing out there is Seth Rollins to Jay White. And long hair, beard, abs, I get why they're doing that, right? But they're not the same person. They're definitely not. And character-wise, even I see it. I really do. I know Moran's like, yeah, maybe. I think I see it more than you do. But Jay White is – he's not established here like an AJ Styles was. And Shinsuke Nakamura, honestly, was a person of legend before he came to WWE. And he was at the top. He main evented Wrestle Kingdom in like 2006. And he worked Brock Lesnar. The Brock Lesnar Shinsuke match that everybody talks about was in 2006.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of this happening in pro wrestling, but I think a little bit more in New Japan. Once a lot of those high-level legendary tiered stars left, a lot of people got elevated a lot more quickly because they had these kind of holes to fill. And I think that perception from fans followed. So I think that this equivalency level that you said with Shinsuke is I don't think it's founded because of the, I mean, there's lots of differences and gaps between the two, but I think it's also because they don't have a lot of those big stars as much as they used to. So a lot of people who've been able to kind of move up the ranks quickly, I think fans associate with this kind of legendary status already because that's what they're used to. So I think it's almost a little bit of like mind games that people play. In reality, when you actually lay everything out, you're right. When you look at him and kind of what he could be a good fit for, and even just championship wise, it makes sense. But because he's already in that top tier of New Japan, people believe that that should already translate to success here in the United States.
Yeah, it's funny. Go ahead. You go.
Well, and to even take that a step further, we've talked about this a lot on the show, and Greg will agree. Fans think they own the talent and think that they know what's best for talent more so than say the talent even knows what's best for talent. And it's a fascinating relationship and an interesting character study that there's probably a book there somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
Because fans really do. Like Greg led off with, they wouldn't know what to do with him. People, fans just, there's a level of tribalism there and a level of perceived ownership over a person and a character when they're from, say, your company or your guy, or you feel they weren't treated the way you wanted to see. They weren't on their playlist or wasn't on their playlist. And the problem, they feel like they've been slighted.
The problem that really leads into is that it's that damned if you don't that Miranda said. People will already decide that WWE is not using Jay White properly before they ever use him at all. And that's the WWE syndrome that they're going to be facing for years and years and years until AEW gets huge and becomes WCW and Raw becomes cool because everyone's tired of Nitro. I mean, Dynamite. And that's, you know, how things turn around. That's it. And I hope if AEW can get to that level of success, good for them. Like that's what their goal should be WCW because it made a lot of money. It made a lot of people famous and then they can end up in WWE. But that's a whole different topic of conversation. I will say this. I've said it before, right? Everybody points to Johnny Gargano can be a success on the main roster because of Daniel Bryan. Look what Daniel Bryan did. And I said, you can't because Daniel Bryan's still there. And each generation can only have one Daniel Bryan. And this generation's Daniel Bryan is Daniel Bryan. Jay White has accomplished pretty much everything you can accomplish in New Japan, except for maybe winning the G1. I don't believe he's done that. And in New Japan, then you just start recycling things and doing them again and again. Look how many times Okada has main evented Wrestle Kingdom. Look how many times Tanahashi's main evented Wrestle Kingdom. And there's not room for Jay White to go out and be this generation's Okada because this generation's Okada is Kazuchika Okada. And so he's got to try to do something else. And I think Nakamura saw the same thing. So to me, it's honestly to me, and this is just my own opinion, it's a no-brainer. Go to WWE. To him, who knows? For all we know, it's an angle and he's going to still be in New Japan, still leading Bullet Club. Who the hell knows? I don't know. We don't know. Nobody knows.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
I played the music just for the sake of consistency, but in all honesty, transparency, everybody's super busy, and I did promise a little bit of a shorter time constraint this week, and even knowing how I was going to kick the show off. So we are going to go ahead and wrap things up on this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed that discussion, and the opening piece and transparency is something that we've become known for and will always continue. I do want to encourage you to follow along on social media. I am at ChairShotGreg on the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Instagram. Patrick O'Dowd is at The Wrestling Realist, WR. No, he's not at The Wrestling Realist. He's at Wrestling Realist, WRESTLNGREALIST. Miranda Morales is at the hashtag Miranda. The website is at ChairShot Media. Miranda, where can they get those t-shirts?
You can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Follow along. Daily editions of Chair Shot Radio. I've been promoting it a lot lately because, well, it's just something that we're putting a lot of time and effort into and I think is really cool. And you get to see people from a very different perspective. Haven't had a chance to talk about this since it's come up in the past few weeks. Typically on Sundays on thechairshot.com, we are releasing episodes of the Hardy Wrestling Podcast. And Stephanie Hardy has joined the crew. And I know it's something that even Miranda as an individual, super happy about. She's gotten to know Stephanie better than almost anybody associated with the network, but completely different perspective, completely different vibe, and that's why I wanted it, because it's not just more of the same, and none of what we do is more of the same, and that's why I enjoy it so much. So go check that out, along with all of the amazing content that we produce here at thechairshot.com and the Chairshot Radio Network. Patrick O'Dowd, what is the nerd review that people can enjoy later this week?
So this week, the nerd review that we are dropping is Teen Titans Go to the Movies. I learned that David Ungar did not see that when that came out. Big favorite of the Little O'Dowds, and I enjoy it thoroughly. You should all watch it, but that's going to be this week's nerd review.
Occasionally, a show, a podcast will come out, and it's a very different vibe from what you're used to. And if you haven't listened to this week's Bandwagon Nerds, that's exactly what it is. So go out there, check it out. For the human side. For the human side of things, they do still talk about the nerd stuff, and they do it early in the show too. So you can do that and avoid the political talk if you want or not. Who knows? It's not going anywhere. So Miranda Morales, what can people expect on this week's edition of the Hashtag You Show?
Yes. So this week, we will be going over the card and some of the events related to Impact Wrestling's Hard to Kill 2021. I'm also going to be doing a little bit of reminiscing of last year's Hard to Kill that was in Dallas, Texas before the pandemic hit. Yeah. And we were all traveling. Had high hopes for 2020 at that point. Things were looking good. And then things changed, but a pretty stacked card for Hard to Kill, including the major crossover that we're getting, Kenny Omega finally in an Impact Ring Wrestling. So we'll talk about that, plus the other matches on the card.
Dave, it's me, Dave.
And that will wrap things up. So we appreciate you listening always. Appreciate all the support you've lent to everybody, especially myself. Just can't thank you guys enough for that. We will be back next week. What we're going to talk about, how we're going to talk about it, I don't really know. That's the great thing about pro wrestling. You never know exactly what the world's going to give you, but whatever it gives us, we take it and we give it right back in multitude. So look forward to doing that with you next week. For Patrick O'Dowd and for Miranda Morales, my name is Greg DeMarco. Thank you for listening, and remember to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Fuck you, Pat!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.